What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey, everybody. Starting a little late today. It's Thursday. Welcome. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us in the Eastern type coast.
Corona.
If it ain't that time.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have... people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
They loved them, though.
Where did he read that?
They would have people that they loved.
Oh, yes.
That were of the same sex.
I'm very fond of this gladiator with smooth, right. Smooth hands.
I don't want Flavius touching me.
Flavius. I didn't mean that.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. You can listen to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24/7. Or you can listen to us as we've got a couple of other podcasts. The So Cool podcast.
That's right. A couple of
older podcasts.
Yes.
Or you can listen to us always in your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Yes. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or click on the banner on our website. If you buy shit in that session, then we get a little tiny cut of your shit.
Shit.
Well,
session.
Actually, we get money from Jeff Bezos. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Amazon. Was Flavius a competitor in the ancient Olympics, in the Greek Olympics with the massaging?
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
I agree with him, though. I agree.
If you're laying around in a puddle of semen woozy from a lot of massaging from someone you love...
You know, I
you
would
ain't
think,
gonna be ready for the battle,
right? I don't know if we have any studies on that. Any call up John Hopkins, but if you do lie around all day getting hand massages, like he describes,
he doesn't qualify what's being massaged. Oh, or with
okay.
What?
Well, that's true. But don't you think you would do better in battle if you did something to say warm yourself up physically?
Sure.
Rather than massages?
Well, I mean, I guess.
You do some push-ups.
You don't want to pull anything.
Right. Somebody's going to hit
Lay
you
off
in
the later right. Chapters of the Kama Sutra.
I got hatchet because I got jacked off too many times.
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Hollywood Hicks. Hope he's doing well. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Ah, Brent. Come visit us down in Florida, right?
Brent Paris.
Please come down here. I'm sure.
He would love it here.
Yeah, he would.
For 5 minutes.
Right. Right.
And then he'd be ready to go.
Buy some motherfuckers.
But he's got rent to pay in that fancy, awesomely located Hollywood apartment of his.
Get you some masks and move down here, Brent.
My name's Patrick Vile. Let's just start the fucking show.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and a big shout out to everybody going out there in Florida with this reopening. Good job. That's right. COVID. That's how much we have.
Well, it's not going well here. There was a story I saw that said, well, it depends on what team you're rooting for.
I don't know.
If you're team coronavirus, you're ready to roll.
What team is Trump rooting for? Because it's confusing if he's rooting for not the coronavirus.
Well, yeah, I think he's just going to let it roll and blame the states.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And hope that it's just a lot of brown people that were going to vote for Biden.
Right.
I'm not exaggerating. I'm not kidding. I think someone told him that, 60-something percent of the deaths are non-white.
Right.
Folk.
Yeah.
Trump's probably like, oh.
Perfect. I love it.
Wait a second. Stephen Miller.
Right.
Speaking of woozy and a puddle of semen.
Woozy and a puddle of semen.
In.
Woozy in. Okay. Can we do that one more time? Woozy.
It's actually woozy in. You say in. I say and.
I say in. That is in. Woozy.
We've got a whole shit ton to get to.
Our state is in a pile of semen. Well, a puddle.
There's several states. I saw the story this morning that said that they think that Florida may be the next epicenter.
What does that mean? What is epicenter? Is that
the largest
tiny center?
The largest concentration
on
the planet.
Oh, shit.
Of the virus.
Oh, my God. The point on the Earth's surface, vertically, above the focus of an earthquake.
Well, that's the literal.
Well, that came up
in
first.
In the colloquial.
The central point of something typically.
There you go.
A difficult or unpleasant situation. Oh, good. So we're the worst part of an unpleasant or difficult situation.
Exactly.
Oh, geez. I mean, maybe rent will go down.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines.
Yay.
We like to be fair and balanced here.
Yes, fuck Trump.
Thanks for listening. Thanks to our new listeners.
And yes.
I know we get new listeners
All
over the world.
Thank you very much for tuning in to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Thank you for listening. And those not here in the country, I don't think you can buy shit through our Amazon portal.
That's right.
But
you can't.
Thanks for listening. And thanks for, putting up with our shit. It's not our fault. If you listen to us enough, you know
what?
Not everybody voted for this.
No, I did not. But I voted for Hillary. I know because of that. That makes me a tremendous cuck and cunt.
Ooh. A cuckunt.
A cuckunt.
Dems call for permanent dreamer fix. Protect them now. Well, yeah, that was the good Skodel news this morning.
Right.
That the SCOTUS gave another fuck you to Trump.
Ooh, right.
Of which we've got.
Is he upset?
Oh, we've got a few tweets.
Damn.
He's now using it as his number one running point. Like,
right.
He's like, look what's happening. Obviously, if I win four more years, Bader Ginsburg, there's no way she's holding out.
Yeah.
And maybe one more. And that means I'll get two more judges to pick. And we'll have a 6-3.
Ugh, shit. You know, dude, you said Twitter. He was on Twitter, right?
Well, yeah.
He was on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
And the day before, and the day before, and the day before that, and on Facebook, too. I wonder if Jack Dorsey and people like Mark Zuckerberg feel any responsibility to this. Did you ever think
Jack,
that, like...
a wisp.
But
Zuckerberg knew.
Someone is using what you created to turn America into Naziville fuckface USA. Jack Dorsey! I mean, did they not think of the social responsibility they have at all? Right. No thought of that. Mm-hmm. But yet, through all of this, your media platform is probably making more money because of it.
Oh, yeah. Trump's buying gazillions of dollars in Facebook ads right now, and has been for a while.
Where would the
group keep that base fired up? Including, do you see the story today of the campaign tweeted about, this is like a fight for the fundamental tenets of the United States.
Yeah.
And we're up against socialists and all this.
Right.
And we've got to, you know, like declare them the enemy or something like that. And then an upside down red triangle symbol.
Right.
They're like, share this.
Oh.
The upside down red triangle, if one Googles it.
Yes.
Was used by the Nazis.
Right.
The Nazis.
Oh, the Nazis.
Not our current Nazis.
Right.
The Nazis.
Yes.
To designate political prisoners in the camps. So, like, you had your the pink triangles were the LGBT.
Yeah.
Prisoners in the camps.
Right.
The Jews had the yellow stars.
So, but if you had a red
star. Red star meant you were a socialist. You were, you said you didn't like Hitler. You had a,
wow.
You had a podcast that was anti-Hitler.
Number one, that person was forward thinking.
And that was, but that was political.
Yes.
Specifically, right. Political prisoners, enemies of the state.
Right.
Media that they didn't like.
Yes. Things that Trump demonizes
right.
All the fucking time.
And his fucking campaign
yeah.
Tweeted out that symbol today.
Well, they know their audience, don't they?
I mean, it's insane. It's like they're not even...
You know the kind of people that know that shit sometimes are the racists? You know what I mean? Because, like, they'll put that shit out
there.
Oh,
well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I honestly didn't know that before today. I don't think I knew that about the red triangle.
I knew there were different colored triangles. I didn't know the code.
God.
And I think it's like, I saw one of the comments somewhere trying to defend it was like, that means it's a road sign. It means there's danger up ahead. Now it's the other, it's not inverted. It's pointy side up.
Right. And,
it's pointy side up.
Yeah, and think of the context.
Well, yeah.
The context regardless. Is Donald Trump, and so yes, it's probably fucking racist.
Oh, Facebook actually removed this one.
Oh, the red triangle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it earlier. I actually saw it on their actual Facebook page.
But I read about why they removed it, and the Facebook said because it promotes organized hate. Like, it specifically... Promotes Nazis, I guess.
Nazi. Well, yeah.
Our president's
specific Nazi
presidential campaign.
Well, yeah. Let's just try to take that in for a moment.
I don't know anyone. I can't tell you one fucking person that has been banned on Facebook for organized hate. I mean,
by the way, thanks to your mom, the Kong toy
still survives,
still going with
God.
The treats that she put in it.
Oh, that's good. Jeez.
Or whatever.
Right.
Still going.
Oh, I think they're treats.
So Trump, it says the Jewish Action Committee tweeted, "The president of the United States is campaigning for re-election using a Nazi concentration camp symbol."
Right.
Nazis use the red triangle to mark political prisoners and people who rescued Jews.
Yeah. Well.
Trump and the RNC are using it to smear millions of protesters.
Yes.
I'm trying to find the text.
It is. I feel dumb saying it. I mean, it's a dog whistle, obviously. It's not a dog whistle. It's a billboard.
Yeah, it's a foghorn.
Say, hey, Nazis, over here. And I don't even know who the fuck is he. Am I out of touch that there are, is there a considerable amount of Nazis in this country?
I think there's more than what we thought.
That could sway an election?
No.
Well,
maybe in certain areas.
Oh, God.
Dangerous. This is the from Team Trump.
Okay.
Team Trump Facebook page.
Boo.
This was a post. This wasn't even an ad.
Oh,
this was
good.
A post. With the headline, "This Must End." Click here to learn more.
What is this?
Dangerous, all caps, mobs.
Chias
of far left groups are running through our streets and causing absolute mayhem.
Wow.
They are, all caps, destroying our cities and rioting. It's absolute madness. It is important that, all caps, every
yes
American
right
comes together at a time like this to send a united message that we will not stand for their radical actions any longer. We're calling on, all caps,
you know,
to make a...
I was going to say, I feel actually this makes me... I didn't realize Ted Knight has resurrected himself.
That's make a nice. Public statement and add your name to stand with President Trump against, all caps, Antifa
Monroe!
Listen to what I'm saying.
Ted Knight would hate Donald Trump, though, right?
Please add your name immediately to stand with your president.
Yes.
And his decision to declare Antifa a terrorist organization. Giant upside down red triangle.
Right. Well, okay. They're trying to excite the Nazis.
Well, yeah. Hey, just like the Nazis did. We're going to get rid of these political prisoners.
Did they
political
think...
Political people.
They don't think anyone... My thing is, if you're going to be so upfront about that, what are your expectations? Like, how do you think people are going to see that someone invoking Nazi symbolism in a campaign ad for the incumbent president, the guy currently in the White House? It's not weird that, I mean, first of all, it's not weird that if you're into Nazis, it's not strange that you would be a Republican.
Right.
You know, if you're running for office, it wouldn't be strange because most of the time, I think, unless I'm mistaken, that Nazis usually run as Republicans.
Oh, gleefully.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
They're still trying to figure out how to... it's like they can't keep that guy off of the ballot in Illinois.
Well, they can't...
At least now they're running somebody against him.
Right.
Unlike that one time.
But I bet they're not going to run... are they going to run against his Nazism?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's not what they did with Steve King.
Well, that's because he denies it.
Steve King denies it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The guy in Illinois.
Oh, the guy in Illinois is totally upfront about it.
Yeah, sure.
Steve King, but he's Steve King.
He's got his pubes shaved into a little Hitler.
So does Steve King.
Right. Turn him upside down. Looks like right. The Fuhrer. Had a chin job. She's working on that Kong toy.
Yeah. Jeez.
The headline, Democrats are calling for protection, actual legislative protection.
Yes.
To temporarily keep the DACA programs in place. After the SCOTUS this morning came down with a 5-4 decision.
Oh, shit.
With John Roberts.
5-4.
Giving the little shank and the taint to the right wing.
The worst kind of shank.
And saying that, well, we're not saying that we like DACA or anything like that.
Good God.
Or that it's legal right. Or even a good idea.
Yes.
But the argument was that the administration did not follow the law and, shocker, and go through the proper procedure before removing DACA.
How would they have done that anyway? Let's say they wanted to do that. They wouldn't know how to do it because they don't do anything proper.
So John Roberts joined the four saner judges.
Okay.
And 5-4 decision said, this is about procedure. This is a procedural fuck up. Leaving the door open for them following the procedure and then continuing on to do it. But they only got, now they don't have time, basically.
Oh, yeah, before the election.
Well, yeah, because the SCOTUS term is over unless they try to get an emergency. They try to call them in early before the election or, you know, to try to get.
Does that mean that Schittler can't nominate anyone else to the courts?
No.
But they're done.
He can up till January 20th.
Oh, God. Shit, man. That's why.
I mean, it wouldn't get
right.
It wouldn't get through. I can't imagine the Senate convening that quickly.
I wonder if RBG has a aerobic routine. I think she does. She does exercise.
She works
right?
out. Yeah.
God, thank you so much. And I know RBG, like exercising, totally sucks now, especially with the pandemic. Everybody's inside and depressed. But thank you.
I still think the best choice for a Supreme Court justice
is Obama.
Is Barack Obama.
Barack Hussein Obama, baby. Scotus.
And he would love that shit. He's a policy wonk. He may not now. He might be done with it after after that presidency shit. But
bullshit.
He would be a great Supreme Court justice.
I like it. I like it a lot. That would be great.
Sorry, Louis Gohmert. You're not going to make it.
Has he said he wanted to be on the Supreme Court or something?
No, wasn't it Glenn Beck that said that? Well,
Glenn Beck wanted Louis to be a senator from Texas.
Right.
Which you say is crazy.
I just want to say that I think you should run for Senate.
Let me get a jack off.
I think the Senate would love my barbecue.
Hey, Matt Gaetz will be our senator. Well, I guarantee you he will be our senator one day.
We got some Gaetz news.
They love him. Those right-wing nut jobs love him.
But here, have you ever met a human?
No, not one fucking person.
A human being, even somebody that's a little right-wingy that likes him? No.
Fuck no. I talked to...
Everybody hates him.
I was at McGuire's late one night, and there was some guy there who claimed to be an undercover cop, big fat white guy. And he was just a total fucking dirtbag. And he was wasted, and he was telling me how much cops hate Matt Gaetz. They cannot stand the motherfucker.
Because his... his daddy got one of their own kind shanked, basically. The guy that pulled over Matt Gaetz and actually pulled him in.
Right.
And gave him that mugshot. Yeah. That you got to read the circumstances of that guy suddenly being fired a little while later.
Oh, jeez. Oh, how nice.
Hmm.
Why does one person get fired because someone else fucks up? I mean, that sucks.
Because politics. His dad was the head of the... Was he the
state, the speaker of the Klan,
the House,
I believe.
Wasn't he? Or the head of the Senate or whatever here. One of those two here in Floridia.
Yeah, people fucking hate Matt Gaetz.
Rich as fuck.
This cop guy told me some other shit about him that I don't know was true. I mean, this cop was a big asshole. He was a drunk dickhead and... I don't know, kind of an older guy, and I was with these two friends of mine, and he kept trying to buy these girls drinks the whole fucking night. Great.
I'm an undercover cop.
Yeah.
I swear.
He told him, I said, what's the craziest thing you ever seen here? He goes, I had to go out on the bay, a beach near the bay, and arrest somebody for raping a chicken.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I
okay, you win.
Yeah,
you win. That's a good one.
I was staring at my fries for a bit.
That is the grossest thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we murder and eat them. So.
Well, yeah, I mean.
If someone's like, hey, later on,
that's a whole nother level.
You're going to get raped, murdered, and eaten. I mean, that's bad. Change up the order.
Yeah. We've got, Facebook is now removing those ads.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for standing up to the big, big president, man. Thank you so much.
Our policy prohibits using a banned hate group symbol to identify political prisoners without the context that condemns or discusses the symbol.
Wow! Wow! Good for you! Oh, wow! Facebook finally does the right thing. Are we supposed to get on our knees and suck them off?
Some prisoners in Nazi concentration camps were identified with colored inverted triangles sewn onto uniforms to allow the SS guards to identify the alleged grounds for being detained.
You know, didn't Trump seem like a fucking fascist dirtbag when he ran? Did he not seem like that? Shouldn't it be enough in this country if someone is running for president and they seem like a Nazi, just don't vote for him? That's easy, right?
Yeah.
You seem like a Nazi. I'm not going to vote for you. Sorry.
There we go. I'm sure Trump will be squealing.
How? What is he going to say? I'm upset that I can't use a Nazi
it's
symbol.
It's a danger sign. It's an international sign of danger. It's an international sign of danger. There's Jews around.
The
God damn.
It's just horrible, horrible people. I mean, not hiding it anymore, like remotely hiding it.
You know, I really think...
Watch Laura Ingraham's salute again.
Oh, God.
In regular real-time video. It is not a wave, y'all. Nobody waves like that.
Don't give these... Why are we giving people that are doing everything to seem like a Nazi? Why are we giving them the benefit of the doubt? This campaign is saying, hey, I'm going to use this Nazi, very specific symbol from a camp, from the Holocaust. And that's what this means, and I'm using it. And people are going to not take it seriously. They're not going to say to themselves, oh, shit, man, we don't want Nazis in our fucking government. They don't say that. Or,
I didn't even see this one. Wacko John Bolton. Trump tweeted.
He called him a wacko?
Yeah. There's so much to get to.
He's a wacko.
So, Facebook has removed that ad.
Right.
So
thank you, Mark,
for the squealing. He may have. I haven't checked his recent tweets.
Do you appreciate that Mark Zuckerberg did that and took a stand against Trump? I mean,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Gosh.
Thanks.
Thank you for the election in 2016. Thank you for your part right. in that. Don't worry about that.
The, Durbin said the Dreamers on the Senate floor, we can enact a law and say to these young people, now you have your chance to stay and earn your path to citizenship in America. There's already an act ready from the House.
They could sign it, right?
Right. In the 5-4 decision issued today, the court ruled Trump's effort to terminate the program was an arbitrary and capricious violation of the law.
So why an arbitrary and capricious violation of the law? Can we not impeach him for that? Is that?
Well, sure. And that's one of the issues that Bolton had with the Democrats. He was like narrowly focusing on just that one thing was a mistake. You should have kept investigating, get more people to talk. And by that time, you would learn about how he strong-armed Bolivia. The shady deal he had with Qatar.
You know, it's like, but the Democrats didn't want to bring a bunch of stuff because they didn't want to look crazy, right?
Right.
Is that the point? Well, what are we learning from these fucking protests? Be loud, make them terrified, and they will give you what you fucking want. God, the House didn't want to look crazy. Grow a fucking pair. Who cares?
So for the moment, 650,000-ish undocumented young people are safe from deportation.
Yes.
To enact a more permanent solution, Dick Durbin and other prominent Democrats are demanding that the GOP-led Senate pass the American Dream and Promise Act, which the Democratic-led House passed in June. Likelihood.
Jesus Christ.
0.0. Which means... Vote out the Republicans. Get us at least 51.
Vote out the Republicans. And then
60 would be incredible.
Yes.
Highly unlikely. I don't even know if it's possible.
But you know, the great thing is if you vote out these Republicans, then we have this Joe Biden that is a moderate. The left can still do what they've been doing. You can still go out and march and make those fuckers go farther to the left and get what you want. And then maybe it won't be as bad the next time the Republicans take over.
In two more years, vote in leftier Democrats.
Yes, absolutely.
So who's that one guy? Is Rangel? Maybe there's a kind of a longtime Dem that is being primaried pretty strongly from the left, like an AOC type situation.
No shit.
And the establishment Democrats are circling the wagons around this guy. But it looks like he may have a fight on his hands from the left.
Right.
Medicare for all, goddamn it.
Yeah. You know, if there's a famous person out there with some cash and you're bored and you've always thought, oh, fuck, and you're a fucking hippie, you're like, oh, fuck, I'd love to run for something. Come down to Florida. Our first district, our state representative here, I think is it Mike Hill?
I think
runs unopposed as a Republican. Unfucking opposed in this big fucking, this is not a tiny little fuck city.
No.
It's a medium fuck city.
Sure.
I'm just saying, somebody with lots of money from Hollywood that's a liberal, come down here and just buy that. Buy it. Just buy it.
Buy the whole city.
Fuck yeah. I mean, you saw how charismatic Mike Hill is. God, what a load.
Well, the mayor, too.
God, all of them fucking suck.
All of our representatives here.
The mayor is
all the way up?
Yeah.
Every single person that represents us through the entire governmental process.
No.
Our local.
There's one local Democrat, and I can't. It's like.
But is it our district where we live?
I don't really know. It's just somebody I saw with
like
a D.
City council or something.
I claimed them because I saw they had a D next to their name. I was like, we have one, but it might not be ours. So it was on the same. It's around here. There's a Democrat somewhere around here.
But. Definitely the mayor, definitely our county.
Oh yes. Just loads.
Our state rep.
Yeah. Oh
our
yeah.
Our congressman, obviously. Oh, yeah. Our two senators and our wonderful president.
You know,
all the way up the chain.
I'm just trying to think of some famous liberals I know that I know out there that might want something to do. To be the mayor of Pensacola, anybody could run against Grover. I mean, he sucks. He's so boring.
Yeah. I have
one for you.
Grover Robinson is our mayor here in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, he's a big blob
firebrand
of white. I got a name. I'm gonna throw at you, Mayor of Pensacola, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, yeah.
That would be down for titties. That. Please, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, podcasting
Kareem
app,
live here.
It's great. No,
you want to make him move from his awesome pad in Malibu,
yes,
or something.
I want him to move here and become so pissed off that he's like, "This is insane."
Exactly. He doesn't need that shit.
He's a good guy, though.
Hashtag free Kareem.
I'm so sorry.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what they're saying.
Alec Baldwin's a liberal. He could be our mayor.
Mm-hmm. He's got some issues too.
Yeah. What's up?
President whacked from within.
Ooh, yes. What kind? You mean Mishagish?
Oh, John Bolton.
Okay.
Axios. John Bolton's brutal memoir about his 17 months in the White House portrays President Trump as an easy mark for dictators and others who know how easily he falls for flattery.
You know what's funny? These people in this country with this toxic masculinity in every pore of their fucking being. They voted for some guy who's like, I'm not going to be a pussy to these countries like Obama was. You know what I mean? I'm going to go in there and I'm going to make people respect us.
Oh, right.
We are a joke because of him. He is a fucking pushover.
Right. And we're hated worldwide.
He's the opposite of what you thought you were voting for. You fuck faces.
Axios says there's never been and may never be another book like this. Trump's national security advisor took hyper-detailed real-time notes. Remember how Trump hates notes? And sharing them with the world just 9 months is sharing them with the world just 9 months after leaving.
Hyper-detailed
real-time notes.
Hyper-detailed real-time notes.
He wrote down everything the motherfucker said.
That's right. I am fascinated by this book.
The Justice Department last night, asked a federal judge for an emergency temporary restraining order against the publication scheduled for next Tuesday.
Siri interrupted you. I don't know. You said something. My phone was listening, and then it answered.
But it's already too late. Axios says we and other news organizations already have copies.
Oh.
Reviews and extensive excerpts have already been posted.
Wow. So people are already reading the book.
Trump told the Wall Street Journal in an interview last night, Bolton's a liar. Everybody in the White House hated John Bolton.
Right. But wait.
Which, that part may be one of the few truths he's ever spoken.
In that White House? I mean, in that White
everybody
House.
Everybody hates everybody.
But in that White House, John Bolton is like, he's like George Clooney.
I guess there were some that liked him.
Right. What a house of horrors that must be, the White House. I mean, first of all, no one's masking up. Everyone's coughing and licking everyone.
The most damaging revelations, it says, are about Trump's efforts to cozy up to President Xi Jinping of China.
China.
Bolton said, saying Trump gave Xi the green light to build concentration camps.
The green light!
And stressed the importance of farmers and increased Chinese purchases. And could you get her out of the wires? She's traveled again with the Kong toy. Still going, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think we've lost our audio because of our listening audio.
Yeah,
I think it's down there. Thank you. The Biden, there you go, last night said, my message to China's leaders or anyone else who Trump might invite to interfere, stay out of our election.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm sorry. He's not good. That's not going to work. No one's staying out of these elections. I expect there. How many world leaders are fucking with our elections? On any given Sunday.
All of them.
All of them, right?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Stay it says in one memorable scene, Bolton, the Fox News regular before joining the administration, is auditioning for the job, and Trump says, "This is so great. John sounds just like he does on television. I could just keep listening. I love it."
God, Donald, this is what happened. John was watching television. John thought, "Oh fuck, I'm gonna go work for this guy for a few months. I'm gonna take super."
He might be crazy
hyper...
enough to end the Iran deal.
Yeah, but then I'm gonna take all these super intense, detailed notes, and then I'm gonna make a book. I'm gonna sell, write a book, and I'm gonna make fuck tons of money. It's great. He everyone's playing him.
Bolton describes a pattern of conversations by Trump that looked like obstruction of justice as a way of life.
Oh yeah. Oh, yes. Can you imagine? Could you imagine? I mean, just think about John Bolton. Someone suggesting that he, you know, forgets his book and testifies in Trump's impeachment hearing instead.
Yeah.
I imagine he's like, go fuck yourself, please. Who do you think I am?
Meanwhile, the New York Times dropped a story in which numerous current and former aides portray Trump as, quote, acting trapped and defensive. Some of them even believe that he's trying to sink his own reelection.
Oh, shit.
Because he wants to be done with it.
Well, I mean, is that pretty well in hand, or does he have to
But he work? Wants to go out the martyr and thinks he'll be able to create Trump TV.
So
he'll be able to weasel out of the litigation,
okay,
which he's done his whole fucking life.
Right.
What has ever happened to him?
Not one fucking thing. Not one.
So he's the same thing he's going to think. He probably won't be convinced. I'm going to make Trump TV. I'm going to buy OAN. And I'm going to turn it into.
What if he's wrong and he dies in jail? OTN. What is that?
One Trump Network.
Oh, good. Why don't you just call it Nazi News?
I think that's been done. There might be a copyright
right
issue.
I'm sure there is. It's America.
One official said, quote, he has not seemed excited about the possibility of governing for four more years.
At least he's not liking it. At least we know. Is he miserable? Is Donald Trump miserable right now?
So that's
fuck
some
yes.
Schadenfreude right
that is
there.
Something that's something you be miserable, you fuck. I hope you're miserable.
There you go.
Right. God, what a horrible, horrible person some of you voted for. What is wrong with you? Did you not think? Are you surprised at any of this? I mean, you could be surprised that we have a pandemic, maybe, but you can't be surprised that he shat the bed so furiously and completely.
Repeatedly, yeah.
Yes, and repeatedly.
So that's one of the headlines at the Drudge Report.
You're going to have to get rid of the memory foam. I'm sorry.
And the other one is that says aides describe alarming conduct.
What does that mean? Like throwing chairs?
He's enrages. Oh, wow. Drudge Report getting a little, bringing out the claws here.
Oh, shit.
Kellyanne Conway, is that you?
Ooh.
This is the headline with the picture of her from Fox News now.
And
either there is some really fascinating Instagram lens kind of work going on live Fox News.
Well, probably.
Or Kelly may have had a touch up done or two.
Did she have the face cranked in?
Department.
Right.
Because she did look a little bit different.
Right. Well, she had some cosmetic surgery. You know, she wants to look like a perfect Nazi.
Maybe. Maybe she's getting back out there.
Right.
Maybe she and George aren't getting along.
Oh, right. Oh,
hard to imagine.
She's back on Nazi Tinder. Nine! What is yes in German? Nine!
Yeah.
Nine! Ja!
Jawohl.
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 Nine.
Trump lost DACA. Let's see. Right. Roberts joins the liberals.
Yay! Good news.
A stunning rebuke for the president when it was described as a blatant and capricious violation of the law.
Intentional, right? It's an intentional violation. So how is it not?
Well, this is where it's getting interesting, because now we're getting to the point where the next test is Trump hasn't lost bigly on a lot of things. I mean, he has, but not the main things that he's worried about in the Supreme Court.
Oh, right.
No, his own election.
Okay.
And his taxes and shit.
Yes.
So the question is, okay, what if the court rules one way and Trump says, I don't care?
I've wondered that. I'm not.
I don't care. Make me.
I'm not trying to sound like an asshole.
Roy Moore.
But I've thought about that often.
Roy Moore, Supreme Court ruled, I don't care. In Alabama, we don't have homosexuals getting married here. Nobody's signing those marriage certificates in my state.
Yeah. And the thing with Trump is sometimes he does things and it almost seems like he doesn't really know that what he's doing is wrong. And he's actually shocked that he doesn't have the power to do it sometimes. I get vibe off
him. Yeah, he can't believe it.
Which I think really kind of means that he is capable of doing things that are clearly illegal.
Yeah.
And he probably thinks, what are you going to do to me? Arrest me, you fucking pussy.
Bill Barr says he can't do anything to me.
God. Yeah, why would Trump be worried about anything?
There's got to be contingency plans.
No, there doesn't.
You don't think all those slime ball lawyers around him, there's nobody that says to him, look, this ain't looking good. We got to figure an exit strategy after you get out to keep you out of jail.
Oh, yes. Those are happening. I thought you meant, are there plans on the other side? What if he doesn't leave?
Yes.
Well,
they're making plans.
Biden said that, right?
And that the story that I read said there's several groups that are that are studying, like think tanks and shit.
Oh,
and
good.
Legal groups.
That sounds good.
Getting ready to.
Do you think there are more think tanks worrying about what happens if he doesn't leave, or more think tanks working on his exit strategy?
More on our side, I think.
I hope so.
He doesn't have that much money.
Yeah.
To pay all those people.
Right.
I mean, although the campaign has campaign has a lot of dough.
And if, you know, and I'm beginning to feel, I don't know. I just kind of feel like I have the sinking feeling that we aren't going to see the PP tape. We're not going to see it.
I don't think it exists.
That sucks, you know. And that was in that report by,
I mean, there may be damning
Christopher Steele.
Right.
Did he fucking lie?
No, someone lied to him.
I was told there would be a fucking pee-pee tape at the beginning of all this shit, and not one.
Well, Omarosa told us there's tapes with Trump repeatedly saying the N-word on
Apprentice. If that's the case, then why have we not heard those tapes yet? In the shit are we waiting on?
Well, because his buddy, what's his name? The guy that owns the Apprentice tapes.
Oh, Scott Baio,
the big time producer. I forget his name, but he's a buddy of Trump's.
No, that dumb
won't
fuck
release the tapes. Yeah.
Mark
Burnett.
Yes. Is he an asshole?
Yeah.
Okay.
One would assume.
Because I called him a dumb fuck, and it just dawned on me. I don't know. I can't remember who that guy is.
Well, he won't release the Trump tapes, and he's a buddy of Trump's. So how can he be anything but an asshole?
You're right. Fuck him.
So Matt Gaetz.
Oh, and fuck him, too.
I just don't know how to process this whole.
Will you explain it to me?
I can't. I don't understand any of it.
Can I ask you a question? Okay.
Okay.
Does he have a son?
He claims.
Matt Gaetz says he has a son.
Yeah, an adopted son.
Okay.
We'll get to that. I was going to backtrack a little bit.
Oh, backtrack, please. But it's very bizarre.
Lay the foundation. So yesterday, Matt Gaetz was trending because Representative Cedric Richmond from somewhere in Louisiana, I believe.
Bayou.
Was speaking about, you know, racism and,
yes,
and Black Lives Matter,
right,
and things like that. Well, Gaetz was trending twice because I'll play the clip of him with Swalwell too. But
God,
the story that led to this One Life to Livian revelation of a brown son,
right,
on behalf of our representative here in,
yes,
the Panhandle.
I mean, are we doing the Matt Gaetz show? Because was it yesterday he got in a Twitter spattle with Hellboy?
Right.
And Ron Perlman called him a fuckboy.
A fuckboy. So I'm trying to find the longer version here. So the representative from Louisiana was speaking. Motherfucker, now I can't find it.
Yes. And then Matt Gaetz interrupted the guy, right?
Here we go.
I'm not interested in studying Antifa. I'm not even interested in studying the Klan or Sovereign Citizens right now, because that is not the imminent threat that black men face on a daily basis. And right now, too often, it is law enforcement. Those who were sworn to protect and to serve. And so all we're asking today is to deal with that. I don't mind dealing with other pieces of legislation. I don't mind dealing with other issues that you all may have. And what I don't want to leave this conversation with, and why I'm speaking now instead of later, is because I don't want you all to leave here saying, well, we didn't know. We didn't know that's how you felt, Cedric. I want it to be crystal clear, and I will give you the benefit of the doubt that it is an unconscious bias that I'm hearing, because at worst is conscious bias, and that I would hate to assume from any of the people on the other side.
Well, the gentleman.
God damn.
And here comes Matt Gaetz.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
Cedric Richmond, Democrat, Louisiana's, yes, second district, encompassing parts of New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
Oh, oui, oui.
Assume from any of the people on the other side.
Will the gentleman yield?
Sure.
I appreciate your passion. Are you suggesting that you're certain that none of us have non-white children? Because you reflected on your black son and you said none of us could understand.
Matt, stop. I'm not about to get sidetracked about the color of our children. We're talking about black kids. I reclaimed my time.
You said that.
I reclaimed my.
And Cedric's point is that. I forgot his last name already.
Richmond.
Richmond. Representative Richmond.
Yes.
His point is. That doesn't matter. I'm not talking about what color our kids are.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
He's saying what is a real threat to black people.
And then listen to Matt Gaetz go full Karen.
Right.
and go right into, did you say what I think you said? Oh my God, are you saying this?
Karen Gates.
It's just a lie. And it's not what the representative is saying at all.
And it's shameless.
On your black son, and you said none of us could understand.
Matt, stop. I'm not about to get sidetracked about the color of our children. We're talking about black kids. I reclaim my time.
You said that
I reclaimed my time. I know.
You want the discussion?
I know that
the gentleman reclaimed his time.
I said I reclaimed my time. I already know that there are people on the other side that have black grandchildren. It is not about the color of your kids. It is about black males, black people in the streets that are getting killed. And if one of them happens to be your kid, I'm concerned about him too. And clearly I'm more concerned about him than you are. So let's be clear about that.
You're claiming you're more concerned for my family than I do? Who in the hell do you think you are?
Gentlemen,
if the shoe fits.
You're claiming that you care for your family than I care for mine? Who the hell do you think you are?
You know, there's something about mature people that have a little restraint and don't lose their shit. You know, that's what this guy is. Matt Gaetz. He's a showboater, man.
Right.
He's a showboater, and he's racist. He's gross, and he cannot help himself from taking the cheapest thing. It's so cheap.
Right, right. So here's the Swalwell.
Yes.
Clip.
Right.
This is Representative Swalwell from California.
Fucking representative is a dick.
Black Lives Matter. Period. And so I would yield to any of my colleagues on the Republican side who can unequivocally say, as we calibrate where we are right now, that Black Lives Matter.
Thank the gentleman for yielding. Does the gentleman believe that all lives matter as well? I think Black Lives Matter. I think
reclaiming
all lives
my
matter.
Time.
He gets a sentence out and they're like, reclaiming my time. They're that's all they can do with our representative here.
Right. Listen, if you vote in this first district and you're listening to this show, please do not vote for Matt Gaetz. He is a loser. Vote for Phil Ayer. He's the Democrat running against Matt Gaetz.
And Swalwell, I mean, literally rolls his eyes like, oh,
yeah,
I'm reclaiming my time.
Right.
You fucking ass.
I like Swalwell.
Thank the gentleman for yielding. Does the gentleman believe that all lives matter as well? I think Black Lives Matter. I think
reclaiming
all lives
my
matter.
Time. Can anyone on the Republican side say unequivocally Black Lives Matter?
Unequivocally all lives matter. Why is that a problem to acknowledge?
Reclaiming my time. I think it's clear that my colleagues on the other side would like to put up a straw man to not have the uncomfortable conversation that we need to have about race.
I think my colleagues on the other side are assholes.
He puts that really well because all lives matter is a straw man.
Right.
And that's what they go back to over and over again because I don't know why. I never understand this argument. You can't, by calling out racism, you're racist.
Right.
Because they think a wrong being done to people by another people, calling out that wrong is an equal wrong?
Yes.
It's unreal.
That's why Obama was the big divider in chief to them.
Because
he dared talk about race and the fact that even he himself was followed in stores at times and shit like that. And
how dare he? God,
we made him president, and he's talking about racism.
That's what it is, right? That's what it is.
100%, yeah.
Listen, we elected our first black president, and you don't want him to talk about race?
We'll do one for 4 years, get him to shut up.
Yeah, you know, these people all need Jane Elliott. They are so out of touch. They're so out of touch. They don't want to talk about race because it makes them uncomfortable. What if you're the victim of the racism?
Right.
It always makes you uncomfortable.
But don't forget, if you're a cop, it's really hard to get an Egg McMuffin.
You know, that cop crying in that video is just something else. Boy, that's spectacular. She wanted, I want my English fucking McMuffin. But what if they poison me? You guys are crazy. You know, I was about to say quit being so crazy, but you cannot ask crazy people to stop being crazy.
Well, no.
You can't.
Not real crazy ones.
Yeah, that's true. If you're crazy for unreal reasons, well, then it's not craziness. It's just you're a total fucking asshole. And for some reason, that's a tough thing to turn off, don't you think?
Yes.
The asshole.
They don't want to.
Yeah. The asshole button.
It's hidden deep inside.
Get my coat hanger.
Oh my God, the Bolton book is 592 pages?
Oh my God.
Holy fuck.
God, John, why didn't you make two books, volume one and two, and charge the same, make double money? 500 pages of shit Trump did.
Meanwhile, our Justice Department is spending government resources on trying to get an emergency restraining order to stop the book. Too late.
But it's too late.
All right.
I don't know what they're worried about with the book. People that read the book, I probably imagine that they're not going to vote for Trump anyway. I would say most people reading that book aren't voting for Trump.
Yeah, I don't think the people voting for him are going to read it.
Right.
Except the ones he makes read it and tell him what it says.
Oh, yeah. And right. And but the
Hannity.
But the people that will vote for him anyway, they're not going to read that book. And they're not going to believe the things people tell him that's in that book. So what is Trump really concerned about? Is this him fucking up again, making a big deal about something that he's paying attention to it? So he's making it worse for himself.
Right. Which is kind of the way he does shit, but.
Right. That's just the way he does things.
Well, yeah, and you can't tell him.
You mean he makes things worse? That's the way our president does things.
Have you seen any evidence of the contrary?
What president said, I speak softly but carry a big stick? Is that
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Trump's thing is I get involved and fuck things up.
Yeah, I speak loudly and have a really small stick.
Yeah.
A far-right extremist group born on social media and fueled by anti-government rhetoric has emerged as a real-world threat in recent weeks, with federal authorities accusing some of the adherents of allegedly working to spark violence at largely peaceful protests across the nation.
Yay! Great!
At a time when Trump and other top U.S. officials are claiming with little evidence that leftist groups are fomenting violence, federal prosecutors have charged various supporters of a right-wing group which calls itself the Boogaloo Boys.
Oh my God.
With crimes related to plotting to firebomb a U.S. Forest Service facility.
Jesus Christ.
Preparing to use explosives at a peaceful demonstration and the killing of a security officer at a federal courthouse.
Holy shit. Which we talked
about yesterday.
These guys. Man, Rachel Maddow's right when she says we are in a dark, awful, terrible, fucked up time. We really are. I paraphrase that.
The Boogaloos are more of a violent anti-government ideology than a formal movement,
right?
Say those who study extremist groups.
They're more like a bowel movement.
They say they have no identifiable leader, headquarters, or command structure, just loosely affiliated social media pages, ranging from explicitly violent to merely commercial, peddling Boogaloo-themed merch.
Oh, my shit. So they're either selling mugs or they're like Timothy McVeigh Jr.'s.
Right.
What a horrible group of fucking people.
And probably these pages are started by bad foreign actors.
None of these people are decent or nice. There's no fucking way. You know? I mean, that's a crazy thing to say about, you know, a domestic terrorism group. Of course they aren't nice, but these are the worst people. These are the worst fucking people that are Trump's biggest fans.
Sure.
God, how gross.
Hillary's basket of deplorables.
Right. Basket.
Big fucking basket.
God.
The visibility of Boogaloo supporters at recent protests dressed in their trademark Hawaiian shirts and carrying assault rifles has alarmed researchers who for months had warned about the danger the group posed.
Now, yeah, I would say, why doesn't Trump know that these people love him? Why doesn't he go on TV and tell them that he should say, we are against the Boogaloos, we are against terrorist groups in any form, and if anybody's on the Boogaloos and anything bad...
I just
want to
tell the Boogaloos I like what you're doing, I want you to surround the White House.
You know, that's why they don't want
me. Not Mike Pence, fuck Mike Pence, right, just protect me.
Yes.
Maybe Ivanka.
Mike's staring at you right now. Ivanka.
And there's three books dropping, you know, all around the same time. There's that book about Melania.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not going to apparently paint a flattering pic.
Right.
And
jeez,
the one by Trump's niece.
Oh, yeah. What
it, that
what
is, it is just going to paint an even more horrible picture of him about how he was like violently cruel to his father when he had Alzheimer's near the end and
God.
Stuff like that. And we know the story of how he cut the medical insurance of his brother's kid.
What?
Who had like cancer or something after his brother died or something like that. Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Wow. Jeez.
Let's make him president, shall we?
There are a lot of people out there. You know,
at least he's born American.
Trump is not equal to Biden, okay? And I am so tired of hearing that.
So this Matt Gaetz thing, let's finish this thing also. So Matt Gaetz, you know, has that hissy fit. And people are like, what is up with Matt Gaetz in this? And, you know, defending people who have non-white children. He's not married. He doesn't have any kids.
Yeah.
So today he tweets a picture of himself with a young Cuban, allegedly.
Okay.
Gentleman. And he says, for all those wondering, this is my son, Nestor.
All right.
We share no blood, but he is my life. He came from Cuba, legally, of course, 6 years ago and lives with me in Florida. I am so proud of him, and raising him has been the best, most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
So Matt Gaetz has a son we didn't know about.
Well,
or he has a friend.
Well, you know, okay. Now,
I've heard people suggest it's a different relationship, but I don't know.
Well, Katie Hill, the former representative who was kind of run out of Congress because she... there were pictures of her with her Hooters out with
the threesome.
There's the threesome, and then the picture of her like hanging out in the office with her assistant, and she's just got the yayas.
These were all consenting adults,
well,
right?
You know,
nobody
I don't know
was...
if that's necessarily appropriate, but it was like she wasn't. I don't think she was in her congressional office walking around topless.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like Mitch does,
right? Oh yes, Mitch. He muses about things with nuts out, I think.
The hairs between my folds get stuck together. I like to air them out.
Katie Hill said, many of you know Matt Gaetz and I have an unlikely friendship. I can't stand a lot of his beliefs, but he's been there for me when others haven't.
Okay.
He talks about Nestor more than anything. Has done so much for his son and is truly a proud dad. This hashtag free Nestor, which was trending.
Yeah, yeah.
Free Nestor. This is bullshit. Stop, she says.
Okay.
And then, you know.
Why? Let me ask you. Even if that's true, this is kind of shitty of me. Why come out of the woodwork to defend this guy? Fuck him.
Gaetz says Nestor turned 19 a few days ago.
Yeah.
And will be off to university.
Right. Okay.
He arrived here at 12. As you can imagine, I was triggered when, to make an absurd debate point, a fellow congressman diminished the contributions of Republicans because we don't raise non-white kids. Well, I have.
Well, wait, Matt. Do Black Lives Matter? Can you say Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter, Ryan.
Just,
black is under all.
Just because you have a non-white son doesn't mean that black lives don't matter. Or you shouldn't.
100%.
That's crazy. In fact, you should even feel more strongly.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. All lives matter. What's your problem, dickhead?
So now it's also strange. It's just also weird.
I've never heard of his son.
Nobody has.
Okay.
They're going through all of the bios and everything about, you know, his official bios are, I like to hang out with my dog.
Yeah. He never talks about it. Is he married?
Somebody tweeted a picture. This is my son, Elmo. I adopted him from Sesame Street many years ago.
George Takei's was funny.
It's just so profoundly bizarre, this whole Matt Gaetz story.
So did he adopt Nestor?
Gaetz' sister tweeted also. He's Nestor's part of the family, and Gaetz is a great dad and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's all very strange, but then.
That's strange.
But then now a picture turned up from 4 years ago.
Yes.
So that would have been, Nestor would have been 15.
Okay.
It's Gaetz in the house. Was he must have been in the state house first.
I don't know.
Here, because that looks like the state house, maybe. Right. Or maybe. I don't know. When did he become? Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
This is 2016. So it was in the regular house. Right. It was great working with local students Sophia Burleson and Nestor Galban in Tallahassee. Oh, it is Tallahassee this week. They were fantastic house pages. So that's when he was a state rep.
Okay.
But there's no, it's just local student.
Right. He didn't say my son.
Right.
You would think he would say that.
Well, you know, why is it a big secret?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's very strange.
It's all so odd. It really is.
Right. And if he's, let's say that's his son, the only time he brings his son up publicly is when he wants to argue the point that black lives don't matter, that all lives matter.
I've seen several.
That is crazy.
Several versions of the same tweet, but this one says, kids obviously love you. And it's that picture from the rally where the little girl's in the background giving him the finger.
That she's girl a hero. Is my hero. Yeah. That's great. That's genius.
So, yeah, I guess we'll keep our, if there are any more breaking news on this whole.
Yeah. Maybe he
profoundly
has.
Profoundly bizarre Matt Gaetz story.
Maybe he has more kids we don't know about.
It's very, 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 very odd.
It is weird. Is he married? Is it Matt?
No.
Okay. God, that makes me feel better. I thought, surely there's somebody out there that might have to fuck him. And I'm so sorry. We don't have to, but you do. Maybe at times. That must be just a tremendous burden. I mean, I don't know.
God, Trump be tweeting.
Yes.
He did. You know, a hard hit in an interview last night. We'll be interviewed on Hannity at 9 p.m.
Oh, shit.
Enjoy.
Yes. God, what are they going to do together? Are they going to scissor?
That was last night.
Oh, shit. Okay.
18 hours ago, wacko John Bolton's exceedingly tedious. According to the New York Times book, is made up of lies and fake stories, said all good about me in print until the day I fired him. A disgruntled, boring fool who only wanted to go to war. Never had a clue, was ostracized. Oh, he did not write this tweet. Was ostracized and happily dumped. What a dope. That part he wrote.
Yeah.
He did not write tedious.
Or there's somebody.
Disgruntled and ostracized.
But you know, man, dumb people, when they're dealing with something they don't understand, sometimes they might describe it as tedious. It's not tedious. It's complicated. And you have to sit there for 2 seconds, for more than 2 seconds, and think about it. Tedious.
Then he used some of Dinesh D'Souza's spew to lube his own self.
Right. That's a YouTube video.
Dinesh D'Souza said, some of Bolton's unhinged peak can be explained by his thin-skinned reaction to being zinged by a master. I recall Trump's offhand comment that he had listened to Bolton, that had he listened to Bolton, the United States would be in, like, World War IV. He was zinged by the master, Trump.
Well, hey, listen.
Trump said President Bush fired him also. Bolton is incompetent.
You know what, though? If we're at 115,000 deaths with this coronavirus.
Okay.
I mean, if Bolton was president instead of Trump right now, I mean, if we were listening to John Bolton, maybe we'd be better with the coronavirus. Do you think John Bolton would have ignored it?
No.
Would he have done something about it?
I mean, probably.
Maybe.
I think most people besides Trump would, even.
Right.
Some of the more heinous Republicans.
DeSantis. He hasn't done shit.
Well, you know.
Kay Ivey hasn't done shit.
He's a profound Trumpist.
Brian Kemp hasn't done shit.
Yeah.
Abbott hasn't done shit. The guy in Oklahoma, whoever runs Oklahoma, hasn't done shit, right? He hasn't done fucking jack shit. God, we're in the middle of a historic, horrible pandemic, and nobody's doing anything.
9 hours ago, Biden got failing grades and polls on his clueless handling of the swine flu H1N1. It was a total disaster. They had no idea what they were doing. Among the worst ever.
Wait, wait, wait. It's not among the worst ever. I mean, you can't say that this, we are in the worst ever response to anything right now. Right? Am I
right?
What has been bungled worse in American history? I'm saying anything. In American history, what has been bungled worse than this?
I don't know. Then he tweeted another endorsement of somebody's book.
God.
Quote, Blitz, Trump will smash the left and win, by David Horowitz. Uh-huh. Amazon number one bestseller. Then he gives an 800 number.
Oh my God, you whore.
Call 800, blah, 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 blah. Hot book, great author.
Why are you telling people to buy shit?
Because it's all about him.
But does he get any money from a David Horowitz book?
Who knows?
It's just he will feel better about his presidency if David Horowitz gets a lot of sales on a book sucking him off.
Who knows if there's some money passing tiny little hands?
Yeah, these corrupt, fragile little starflake fucks, man. Ugh.
NBC News is facing considerable backlash for pushing Google to remove conservative sites from its ad platform. I don't believe that's true.
Yes.
He quotes Hannity, his next tweet. Seattle's chop is just the latest example of liberal Democrat cities caving to lawlessness. They don't call it the autonomous zone, by the way.
Right. What do they call it?
I don't know what the OP stands for, but like occupied perimeter or something. Who the hell knows? They won't call it the autonomous zone. They hate that.
Why?
Because it implies that it's like freedom.
and
autonomous.
They don't like free.
Good. They don't want that. No, it's been taken over by Antifa and they're raping women.
Christ. Oh, that's
people,
right.
Turning people gay in the middle of the square.
But instead they're watching movies.
Right. And
hanging
playing
out.
Music and
right.
barbecue.
Oh, God,
that's
so fascist.
Then get this quote. It's a terrible situation. I blame the leaders of those cities. The president of the United States has fought through a lot of different things since he's been in office. And to be honest with you, he's done one hell of a job.
He's done one hell of a job. Shit, yes.
Herschel Walker.
Oh, God. Oh, I was such
upsets
a
me.
Fan
yeah,
of that
me too.
Team back in the day.
Upsets me.
Even though I remember, you know when they began that game when it was in the Sugar Bowl? The Georgia Bulldogs were playing Penn State, and the Bulldogs took the field by running onto the field and running through a Confederate flag.
Oh.
I swear to fuck I remember that. I swear to fucking God.
Probably.
That was Herschel Walker. That was his team.
22 hours ago, Fox
a lot of racism
News,
here.
Fox That's News headline, Herschel Walker offers to send people who want to defund police to countries without them.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
So Herschel's gone over to the bad side.
Jeez.
But Trump tweeted that, of course.
Tweeted, yes. Herschel Walker.
The Bilton's book. Here we go.
I mean, Herschel Walker was a huge fucking star, right? Sure. I mean, everybody.
Bilton's book, which is getting terrible reviews, is a compilation of lies and made-up stories all intended to make me look bad. Many of the ridiculous statements he attributes to me were never made. Pure fiction. Just trying to get even for firing him like the sick puppy he is. Exclamation point.
Was that a twat or did he say
it's a tweet.
Sick. He says sick puppy. Sick he said puppy. That. He likes that one. He's a sick puppy. That
eight,
is so
8 hours
sad.
Ago.
I can't think of
when anything. Wacko John Bolton went on Deface the Nation. And so stupidly said that he looked at the Libyan model for North Korea. All hell broke out. Kim Jong-un, who we were getting along with very well, went ballistic, just like his missiles, and rightfully so.
Ah!
He didn't want Bolton anywhere near him. Bolton's dumbest of all statements set us back very badly with North Korea. And even now, I asked him, what the hell were you thinking? He had no answer and just apologized. That was early on. I could have fired him right then and there! Exclamation point.
Were you making any of that up?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's two tweets in a row.
That is fucking bonkers. That is bonkers.
Then he retweeted the Daily Caller.
Oh, good.
Quoting Clarence Thomas's upsetty pants dissent in the DACA case.
Oh, yes.
Very upset by this. This is.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Today's decision must be recognized for what it is, an effort to avoid a politically controversial but legally correct decision.
Wait.
He's saying Roberts is a chicken shit to address the big issue of DACA and make it go away. They think it's illegal.
But dreamers need it.
They don't care. They think that because the black guy did it via executive order, that
but then you can't have a job, right? That's the deal. You can't have a job and you can't really work. Can't get
they don't care.
They don't care about that because, you know, to eat and to pay rent,
manna for their base,
and to exist, you need all that shit. And just because you get rid of DACA doesn't mean there won't be people needing to have a job,
right?
I don't really understand their plan here. What are you going to do? Make all these people just disappear?
So then he tweeted, these horrible and politically charged decisions coming out of the Supreme Court are shotgun blasts into the face of people that are proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives. We need more justices or we will lose our Second Amendment and everything else. Vote Trump 2020.
Shotgun blast, the most to the face. The most famous shotgun blast to the face in recent history
is why Dick Cheney was trending earlier.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
We always think about Dick Cheney and like Dick Cheney did that. No one ever. Do you know the name of the guy he shot?
No.
I don't either. And right. That's sad. So we don't remember his victim. We just remember Dick Cheney. I mean, honestly, he was out on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney. He couldn't have been a great guy, right?
Then Trump tweeted, do you get the impression that the Supreme Court doesn't like me?
You little bitch!
Causing the term to trend.
Oh.
Quote, no one likes you.
Oh, shit. That's true.
Trending on the Twitter.
Twitter is true here. Twitter is true. No one likes you. No one likes you!
5 hours ago, the recent Supreme Court decisions, not only DACA, sanctuary cities, census, and others, tells you only one thing. We need, all caps, new justices.
Ew.
Of the Supreme Court, if the radical left Democrats assume power, your Second Amendment, right to life, secure borders, and the DACA decision.
Right.
No, wait, and religious liberty, among many others, are over and gone. Right to life.
God.
So he's pushing that still.
So what? So what could Trump do? What do you think Trump is serious? We should get rid of the judiciary. He just said that. He just said that we need a new judiciary.
New justices get rid of. Yeah. So he's assuming Bader Ginsburg ain't going to last.
I don't know that he means that. He wants to get rid of the current judiciary.
Oh, well, he can't do that.
He can do. He might. Well, didn't they do that in Poland? Someone did that in Poland.
The DACA decision. They tried. And that's when millions of people took the streets.
Right.
The DACA decision, while a highly political one and seemingly not based on the law, gives the president of the United States far more power than ever anticipated. Nevertheless, I will only act in the best interests of the United States of America. So they're coming at it from this bullshit trope that, that now it's just going to be, carte blanche for a president to just write sweeping legislation. And then because of the way the it's written, it would, it causes, you can't just turn it off. Like, because DACA was also then like reaffirmed by legislation, I think.
It's maybe. Not just, yeah, it's.
But regardless, they want to just make it, he wants to reverse it like he's reversed a lot of other
but
things.
But that's just part of the checks and balances in our country, right? Like, there's a law some president just doesn't like. He can't get rid of it because he's president. There's
So they're unhappy that Obama did these protections via executive order, and they want them gone, gone, gone. That's why Trump's upset.
But this, what is evil about the dreamers? What is it that is not positive?
They're one of them committed a crime once. I saw.
But you're talking about giving status to people that need the status,
but,
you know?
But this is how the conservatives roll. They're like, what about that guy that killed that woman? That dreamer is here illegally.
I mean,
Obama wanted to keep him here.
I had a comedian friend of mine. It's like, the dreamer thing's important to me because before that, I couldn't have, you know, I had a job. He said I had to have a job and it only would pay cash.
Right.
He goes, that's very hard, you know.
So then, apparently, he didn't like the backlash he was getting, so he tweeted, the DACA decision, while a highly political one, that's the one. He says, President of the United States, I'm asking for a legal solution on DACA, not a political one. Consistent with the rule of law, the Supreme Court is not willing to give us one. So now we will have to start this process all over again.
What process? Getting rid of DACA? Or writing a new law?
Trying to see how to follow the rules and get rid of it.
Oh,
in other
okay.
words, they're going to have to come up with a good reason. And present it to Congress get rid of it.
What is he talking about? That's all he's been bitching about this whole fucking time. Well, why didn't he just follow the rules in the first place?
Because they don't have a good reason. Other than,
oh yeah,
we want to be mean.
So, right. And the point is, this is, the only point to this is, it speaks to his base. Because he knows there's no chance.
As do the next tweet. I will be releasing a new list of conservative Supreme Court justice nominees, which may include some or many of those already on the list by September 1st, 2020. If given the opportunity, I will only choose from this list, as in the past, a conservative Supreme Court justice based on decisions being rendered now. This list is more important than ever before. Second Amendment, right to life, religious liberty, etc. Vote 2020.
God, that it seems like out of bounds to like campaign like that. Like he's saying, if you elect me and I appoint more justices, I will only pick people that feel this way.
Right.
That seems like...
They used to frown upon that.
Right.
Because they didn't want the judiciary to appear...
There's a piece of food left in this contest.
Biased. She can't get that last piece out. She's been working on that last piece for...
Oh, my God.
Almost 40 minutes.
Damn.
It's a great toy.
That's a good contour.
Worked well.
Right.
Then he tweeted something about there was a rescue.
Yeah.
Extraordinary rescue yesterday by our brave and Semper Paratus U.S. Coast Guard. Our rapid response and the vessel's survival equipment allowed these four mariners to see their loved ones again. So they rescued somebody out.
Oh, okay.
Out in the water.
Right.
3 hours ago, first thing the anarchists did upon taking over Seattle was build a wall. See, I was ahead of our times. Okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, good one. Good one, Shitler.
He retweeted Dan Scavino, who's taking a shit on Bolton.
Scavino.
Then he tweeted 2 hours ago, it was not Ambassador Lighthizer's fault yesterday in committee, in that perhaps I didn't make myself clear, but the U.S. certainly does maintain a policy option under various conditions of a complete decoupling from China. Thank you.
Thank you. A decoupling?
I don't,
Are we prepared for that?
Conscious uncoupling.
I want to do a decoupling.
Proud to propose a $25 million award to Michigan DOT to replace and expand the Blue Water Bridge port. So he's telling you, he's like, look, Michigan, look how great, look what I'm doing for you. I'm giving you a new bridge.
Where are you going to go, though? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Where are you going to go?
They hated her and they called her a Nazi in Michigan. Did you
see the mayor? The governor.
The governor. There's like two states in the green right now as far as having knocked out and brought the curve down, and one of them is Michigan.
Holy shit. But she's the bad guy, right?
They were hanging her in effigy.
Well, it worked though.
Right?
You should apologize.
They're still fighting her.
What is her name?
I'd have to look it up.
It's Christine
Whitmer?
Yeah. Well, anyway, you should apologize to your governor for hanging her in effigy and say, hey, you were right.
Sorry.
That, again, these people don't look like the apologizing type.
Then another one, great news for Louisiana, $135 million to their Department of Transportation. I'm proud to propose a $6 million award to the Wisconsin DOT. He's making it like he alone is giving these grants that go to states all the time for their infrastructure.
Right, right.
But he's the one giving it out. I'm proud to grant Wisconsin some money.
The government
to fix the Merrimack Bridge.
The government has to fund the states.
Well, in some ways, yeah.
Don't they pay for their infrastructure, like police,
some things, sure.
Fire department? Is
No, that's local, but they pay for infrastructure for stuff like that.
So it's not like you won a car or here's a bouquet of roses. Congratulations!
Not if you're Trump.
You're Mr. Universe.
West Virginia Department of Transportation will be awarded $12 million. No, is that a one point? No, $12 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation to help finish the Corridor H project.
You're building roads in a country you're president of.
Key to a booming economy in the great state of West Virginia. Look at all I'm doing for you. So this is it. And there's another one and another one.
Did he say, Tulsa, look at all I'm doing for you?
Port Tampa Bay in Florida.
Did he really say that last word?
No, that's me.
Okay.
That's my interpretation of these last... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tweets.
Presidents are supposed to do
11,
this.
12, 13, 14,
administrations
15.
Are supposed to dole out money like this, right? It's not a new thing he just thought of.
Another one for Florida.
Oh wait, what did we get?
$10 million for the I-4.
Where is that?
To improve technology to provide travelers with better information, important messages.
Is there any money in there to prevent us from dying from COVID? Is there anything in that?
Big news for Eagle County, Colorado. 60, he's just tweeting all of these.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He's forcing his staff to tweet every single Department of Transportation grant that's being given out as part of the stimulus.
That,
as if, look.
It's not his money.
Tell him that. The stimulus checks we got.
And it's not like his military, too.
And then
it's not...
2 weeks later, I got a letter that said, just to remind you, I sent you that stimulus check.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
I, Donald Trump, president.
But what does he want? Okay, he reminds you that he gave you that money, which he didn't. What am I supposed to do then with that reminder?
Vote for him.
Run down there and suck his dick?
Vote for him.
Vote for him?
That's what he wants.
Oh, I'm not voting for him. That's insane.
That's why he thinks you owe him $1,200 then.
No one needs to vote for him.
Everybody owes me $1,200 that won't vote for me.
No, okay. Well,
I'm sending a bill.
Right.
If I win, it's going to be a tax break. I voted for Trump tax break.
Oh, shit. If he loses, please get cameras in the room when he loses. Don't you want to see that when his sad fucking Nazi fucking rapist face is watching all the losing numbers come in?
Melania dancing in the background.
Someone leak video of it. Someone, please.
Drudge.
Melania's dancing.
Drudge has the headline, United States of Infected.
Very funny.
Coronavirus cases are quickly spreading in Arizona, a handful of southern and western states, and ominously Oklahoma, the planned site of Trump's hate rally this weekend.
All Saturday. Right, MAGA. MAGA, 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 MAGA. MAGA, baby. MAGA means COVID.
Right.
Call it MAGA 19. Quit calling it COVID 19. That name's stupid. It's MAGA.
In the lower 48 here, it looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states that are in the worst color for increasing cases.
Yes.
Oregon, Wyoming, Arizona, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida.
Yay! Yay!
And then a whole bunch of states where it's just increasing.
Well,
and a few states, a handful of states where it's steady.
Right. That's not good either.
And then a bunch of states where it's decreasing.
Decreasing. Well, that's good.
Right.
Wait, that's not Florida, though.
No.
Well, geez. Well, you know, at least we live in Florida, and like our governor, Ron DeSantis, knows how to put on those knee pads and sucky, sucky, sucky. Right. I mean, he does.
Well, to the president.
Yes.
The only possible saving grace is that Trump really desperately needs Florida. Like, he's not going to give New York shit.
No, because
he knows he'll never win New York. He's not going to give California shit because they're the enemy.
See, don't you see?
He'll try to be the savior of Florida.
It's problematic for our president to think that way.
Very problematic of the president.
So what will we get because the president cares about us? Will he make people go home?
Respirators, ventilators.
But if he's worried about the state, he should make everyone go home.
Well, not that.
Because I got news, man. I think we're going back a phase here. That's what I heard from somebody. We're going back a phase.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck what the president says. I guarantee you local leaders here, they don't want to see our hospitals overran. I would think they don't, right?
I don't know.
What are you looking at?
This is horrible. A statue of African-American tennis legend Arthur Ashe in Richmond, Virginia has been vandalized with the words White Lives Matter.
Why would they do that? Why would someone do that? That sucks. Shit.
The base of the monument was tagged with white spray paint and the words White Lives Matter as well as WLM. The initials were later painted over to BLM.
God, fuck these racists. Fuck these fucking racists.
Oh, that's horrible.
Arthur Ashe was a tennis player.
Yeah. Really good dude, too.
Yeah.
I worked with him a couple times in Chicago.
What, he won a bunch of tournaments?
Well, yes, and sadly died of AIDS from a blood transfusion.
Right. God.
He was kind of one of the early famous faces of it's not just a gay disease kind of thing.
Yeah. And so somebody thinks, I need to go.
Also one of the first African-American champions. Big time.
But then someone thinks, oh, okay, I need to vandalize that.
Yeah.
And put a racist.
I wonder who they might have voted for.
Well, I think they voted for Donald Trump.
Fucking horrible.
That really is.
Trump's America. There it is.
It sucks.
There's more examples.
It's insanely shitty. Trump's America is insanely shitty because all these dumb fucks that are bitching about their masks and how they it's a plandemic and all this other shit. These are the people that voted for Trump, and these are the people that it might be less vocal if they didn't have a president reaffirming all the bullshit Alex Jones crap they believe.
Right.
Maybe they might shut the fuck up with it. Fucking ignorance.
Also in that ruling.
Yes.
John Roberts, now this is now the second time, isn't it? That in a ruling that he is pulling out a smackdown on fucking Kavanaugh.
Oh, he doesn't like Kavanaugh.
He took a swipe at the Supreme Court's newest justice in the ruling today with the DACA.
Yes.
Roberts and the court's four liberal justices found the administration did not follow the procedures required by law, and the chief justice called out Kavanaugh's dissent by name.
Oh, shit.
Quote, Justice Kavanaugh asserts that this foundational principle of administrative law actually limits only what our lawyers may argue, not what agencies may do. While it is true the court has often rejected justifications belatedly advanced by advocates, we refer to this, okay, blah, 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 blah. He says the problem is the timing, not the speaker. The functional reasons, this is all very technical. Justice Kavanaugh further argues that contemporaneous exploration requirements require the agency. Okay, this is all real legalese. Oh, but he cites no authority.
Yes.
Limiting this basic principle.
He cites no authority, meaning he has no evidence.
And nothing in the Constitution and no law. He is trying to help the other side's case with stuff that's not in the lawsuit.
But that doesn't make sense. He's a scientist.
And that's why Roberts is pissed. This is an obvious partisan.
Yeah.
Screed.
Right.
Has nothing to do with DACA.
Yeah.
I mean, it has nothing to do with the technical aspects that they're specifically voting on. It's Roberts going,
right.
But brown people.
So maybe what will save us is this SCOTUS. They don't want to look stupid, and they don't want to look like the guy.
Roberts.
Yeah, Roberts, maybe other people don't care. They don't want to look like the person that enabled Schittler.
He says the government does not even raise this unheralded argument. It said, first of all, it's a stupid argument.
Right.
And the government doesn't even bring it up. So why is this in the decision is what Roberts is saying.
Yeah, why are we talking about this? It's bizarre.
There you go.
It's not normal.
That's like twice that Roberts has had to rebuke.
Yeah.
The other side.
None of this is normal. You know, it's not fucking normal. Maddow's show, she always says that. None of this is normal. We have to snap out of this. This is not normal. Our government right now is not motherfucking normal. It's sick.
Very normal. Yeah.
The fuck up. Think about, talk about Florida the whole time, but our government is so fucked up here. There is not one force controlling things around here that have any concern about this pandemic. No one gives a fucking shit. Not the politicians, no business leaders, the cops don't give a fuck.
Right.
It is astounding.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus. God. Jesus must be fucked up.
I don't have audio here, which is disappointing.
Right.
But this story, I'm going to do it anyway. This is about Jim Baker. We know he's been having some troubles.
Oh, yeah.
Not only health-wise, but...
financially, right?
Financially.
Well...
After trying to hawk that silver solution bullshit that they were hinting cured the COVID.
Hey, Jim, I bet you wouldn't have done that if you would have known this would have been the cause, right? Because he didn't have...
Right.
He can't take credit card payments.
Well, then, yeah, the credit card processing companies, then everybody dropped him because nobody... They're all worried that the money that they were transferring and stuff would be not forthcoming.
Doesn't he have, like, an accountant or someone that would say, you know, Jim, if you continue to do this, this is what they can do to you?
Well, he was going to climb up on the cross and claim religious persecution. He thought it'd be the best of both worlds.
You better have cash for that cross.
So the New York Attorney General's office before warned Baker to stop making misleading claims about the product. Then the FDA ordered Baker to immediately cease making all such claims.
Okay.
On top of that, he was sued by the office of the Missouri Attorney General.
Right.
For misrepresentations about the effectiveness of silver solution as a treatment for the 2019 novel coronavirus.
Yeah, boy.
His credit card processing companies cut off Morningside Ministry.
Yeah.
Forcing him to beg viewers to send in donations via cash or check. Baker did suffer a mild stroke, has been off the air since May.
No, okay. Well, geez, that's sad, buddy.
But yesterday, his legal difficulties have worsened because now the Arkansas Attorney General has jumped on.
Damn!
Leslie Rutledge has announced that her office is also suing Jim Baker over his misrepresentations
about
the silver solution.
Damn, Jim! I mean, you thought you would have learned your lesson with that other thing that happened that nobody remembers. It was all Saturday Night Live talked about for fucking weeks. For seasons, though,
months,
right?
Yeah,
it went
yeah.
on forever.
And Tammy Faye was a cartoon character for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jim Baker has exploited Arkansas consumers by leveraging COVID-19 fears to sell over $60,000 worth of their products that do nothing to fight the virus.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. This case is not about freedom of religion. This is a consumer fraud case. And I urge any Arkansans who have experience with these false advertisement, false advertisements claiming silver to be COVID-19 cure to immediately call my office. Approximately 385 Arkansans made purchases from Baker's company.
Holy shit.
Totaling approximately $60,524 for colloidal silver products. So that's the just he's making 60 grand from Arkansas on colloidal silver alone between January 1 and March 9th.
What do you think his profit margin is on one thing of colloidal silver? If you had to guess. Like,
oh, I don't know. Say they don't make it.
Yeah, but he's got, like, it says 10 bucks. Let's say it's 10 bucks for a tub. What does he get, you think?
They're probably drop shipping it.
So they're getting a couple of bucks.
Yeah. In February 2020, Jim Baker Show hosted Cheryl Selman, who falsely claimed the colloidal silver products were, quote, proven by the government to have both the ability to kill every pathogen it has ever been tested on, including SARS and HIV.
Well, wait. Is the pathogen in a body or is it sitting in a bowl of chili?
Any pathogen you put in a petri dish,
yes,
I could pour a Corona beer in there, and it's going to kill the pathogen.
What about the UV rays? What if I lie in a bed of UV rays?
You got to figure out how to get it inside.
You swallow it.
I let Mike Pence do it.
You know,
while he's spelunking up there
with my balls.
There you go. Jim Baker's legal troubles worsen.
What a nutball.
As the attorney general.
What a fucking idiot.
Arkansas.
God. Imagine.
Files on.
The top law enforcement of Arkansas is looking into Jim Baker's colloidal silver racket.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy, man. I mean, I guess at least it's interesting on some level. I don't know.
That's what we're dealing with.
Right.
Don't forget tomorrow is Faithless Friday, y'all.
By the way, follow us on Facebook on crabdiving.facebook.com/crabdiving, on Twitter at crabdiving, on Instagash, on the internet.
On the internet.
By Al Gore.
I've got, let's see, we talked about Nestor.
Nestor, that's a weird fucking story.
The.
What else does Matt have?
Oh, did you hear? I want to play this quick.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson.
Here's my son!
Did you see the story that in a lawsuit, Fox News is in the Karen McDougal slander suit.
Okay.
She's suing Fox News for calling her a hooker.
Right.
They
called her a hooker?
Basically, yeah.
She wasn't a hooker.
No, she was actually having a real affair with him.
President Trump told Karen McDougal that he loved her.
Ugh. But now, during this litigation, their lawyer basically argued nobody seriously believes that Trump that Tucker Carlson is giving news. It's an opinion show.
Well, that's wait now. You have me there. It is, right? I don't think it's Tucker News.
Quote, what we're talking about here, it's not the front page of the New York Times. It's Tucker Carlson Tonight, which is a commentary show.
Wait a second. So this goes against Karen's lawsuit.
He's arguing against Karen's lawsuit.
Well, listen.
So it's like, you know, we called her a hooker and a whore and everything, but who believes Tucker Carlson? They know it's...
Well, I believe...
It ain't the New York Times.
See, I'm conflicted here, because I think they should give Karen Dougal some fucking money. That's rude to say hooker, you know, but you're, the other side of the argument is, yes, Tucker's show is not news.
Tucker Carlson does not have an obligation to investigate the truth of statements before making them on his show, and his audience does not expect him to report facts, a lawyer for Fox News told a New York federal judge.
Then why is he on Fox fucking News?
The network is facing a slander lawsuit from Karen McDougal, former Playboy model, who made headlines over $150,000 payment she received from the National Enquirer in connection with her alleged affair with Donald Trump. That was the buy and kill, where they bought the story and then killed the story that they were doing.
Right.
His buddy over there, Packer.
Yes.
Over at the National Enquirer.
Right.
McDougal says that Carlson defamed her, accused her of a crime. In a segment also discussing Stormy Daniels, Carlson said, quote, two women approached Donald Trump and threatened to ruin his career and humiliate his family if he doesn't give them money.
Oh.
Now, that sounds like a classic case of extortion.
So Karen McDougal was being accused of a crime she did not commit.
Right.
Well, that's different, though. That's different. Isn't that slander? I mean, if you're on a show, right. Okay.
That's why she's suing them. This is a civil suit.
I mean, why should it matter in this case, why would it matter if Tucker's is a news program or not? I mean, I don't know.
The Fox News attorney Aaron Murphy argued that Carlson repeatedly couches his statements as hypotheticals to promote conversation. That's the
I'm not saying
Obama wasn't born in America,
but
what if? What if he wasn't born in America?
Yeah.
What if he's a secret Muslim and hates our country?
Shit, yes. What if that's the case? I've heard people say.
I'm just asking the question.
Oh, yes. I'm just putting it out there.
And so that they admit it. Any reasonable Jesus. Viewer would know his show offers, quote, provocative things that will help me think harder as opposed to straight news.
They're so provocative over there at Fox. Tucker's provocative. Laura Ingraham with the Nazi salute. Very provocative.
While asking what constitutes reckless disregard for the truth in regard to the actual malice standard, the judge asked the lawyer, does somebody in Mr. Carlson's position have the duty of inquiry? In other words, doesn't he have to check his facts
right
before stating them?
I bet so.
Murphy said, not as to an actual malice standard.
No. What they're saying, does the material on the Tucker Carlson show have to be vetted?
She argued that malice isn't a negligent standard, and failure to investigate the truth of a standard doesn't suffice.
No. That's all they're saying is, because I get it, right? If Tucker has people that look through his copy and say, this is a true statement, this is not news, if that process is going on,
they don't have to anymore.
Oh, they don't have to anymore.
Well, wasn't that the fairness doctrine and stuff like that? Weren't there protections in there and equal time bullshit and things like that?
What do you mean by fairness?
That's what Reagan got rid of. That's what helped lead us to this kind of news.
Right. Well, I mean, the concept of fairness, I don't know how you would explain that to these people in the White House. That would be tough.
There we go. Fox News literally arguing that, hey, it's Tucker Carlson. Who takes him seriously?
And you know what? They called Karen McDougal a hooker because she's going after their golden god man, baby.
They didn't call her that word.
Oh, I thought they did.
No, I read exactly what he said. He called her an extortionist.
Oh, okay. What extortionist? Now, that's very specific. I mean,
he said some women are shaking him down. Two women are shaking him down.
See, that's different than, you know, I've never heard anyone use extortionist as an expression. No, I've heard people use hooker as an expression, you know, as slang or something like that. Now, I'm not saying that, not making a judgment call on that. I mean, you know, but extortionist is different. You know, it's a different, I don't know, kind of lie. It's a different kind of lie.
Classic case of extortion, he said.
Yeah. Well, that's he's lying then. My legal expertise spans many, many seasons of Law and Order and different shows.
I want to play this really quick. Listen to the horror in his voice. This is Tucker Carlson on a separate issue.
Right.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Here's some bracing news we never expected to report.
Here's some bracing news we never expected to report.
Oh, God, he is a cunt.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Here's some bracing news we never expected to report. Black Lives Matter is now more popular than the President of the United States. And not
bracing news that we never expected to report. Black Lives Matter is now more popular than the President of the United States.
The idea that black people have been subjected to systematic racism and were in fact slaves since, you know.
That's his opening. this is his headline for the show.
Is he Holy trying
fuck.
To-
The blacks are taking over.
Yes.
People like the blacks better than Trump. We're fucked, everybody. We're fucked. They're coming for us.
Right. Yes. I mean, God, if you went to any of those protests, yeah, you would pick BLM over Trump.
So,
I mean, you know, it,
he's not racist at all.
Oh, God, no. Jeez. I mean, and you know, it's not news. This is not news.
Yeah.
Not news. It's like you turn on Fox News and there's a white person yelling about Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And how it's ruining everything. And they're bitching and moaning and complaining. And pretending they don't have white privilege, but yet they're on a television show.
Right.
Getting paid to spew racist shit.
Weird. Just a spunk monkey.
Yes, he is.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's reconvene tomorrow, Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll play more Jesus-y shaped holes that are being drilled in our rights.
Stuck in there real good.
Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Find out at his Instagram, his Twitter, or his Facebook, which is at Rated R Comedy. Or check out his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
We will see you tomorrow, everyone. Have a good, safe evening day.
Somaka sidi dalamuku. Mande kishiti kolora bashata.
We have broken their back.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.